Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Terrell. How can we help you?
Hey, Terrell. I'm calling to check in on something. I called a few weeks ago to check because I always call to check when they're going to take out the, you know, next month's deposit. And she told me that it's supposed to be the first one's supposed to be coming out on the 19th. And I haven't seen it come out yet, so I just kind of wanted to see if maybe, you know, something going on or something, or if there's anything wrong with the account.
Okay. And what's the account number?
Give me just a second. I'm look up email right here.
Okay.
Because I have three different accounts. One's the pre-ordered for the Picard Universe, and the other two are normal every month things right now. So I'll give you one of them here. 576-490-20001. I think that's the one that was supposed to come out on the 19th, according to the last person I talked to.
All right, and verify your name and address.
Joseph Pohazi, 240 South Main Street, Geneva, Indiana, 46740.
All right. Now, what was that reason for your call now?
I was trying to check because they said they were going to take out the next deposit on the 19th, or estimated, I guess. So I was just kind of wondering why they didn't take it out on the 19th.
It's saying that the shipment has been delayed because the magazine for the USS Enterprise NCC 1701 is out of stock for your next shipment, so that magazine must
they would just usually go to the next ship in the shipment. That's how they usually do it.
Yeah, we can skip it, but we will need your option or your instructions too. Would you like to skip over that particular item?
Well, I mean, because eventually it will come, right? I mean, because that's the
yeah they'll eventually come back in stock and just ship automatically.
Because, I mean, whatever you guys have to do just to get the next ship, I was just wondering why it didn't come out, you know, I mean, because I'm planning on getting them all eventually anyway.
Right.
It's just a monthly thing, and when they didn't take it out on the 19th, I was like, okay, that's kind of weird, because usually you guys are pretty good at charging, you know, shipping sometimes, you know, a little. So when are they going to take out the next one then?
Now it all depends on the inventory or when it's available. Now I can skip that particular issue for now just to get a shipment ship out Tuesday for you.
Depends, I mean, whatever they would normally do. Are you saying that the 1701, the only thing that's missing is the magazine from it?
Yeah, it was holding up your whole shipment.
That's weird, just because of a magazine.
Yeah, I know the magazine. One of those items that's important. Yeah, they are.
But
yeah, I wish there was an option to skip it or send it later, but we didn't.
That would be cool. Usually they just, because they've had ships, like I was supposed to get a couple ships already, and they've just automatically skipped over them to, you know, send out whatever's the next one if it wasn't in stock, and then they said to come back around to it. So
yeah, the system used to do that. Yeah, it was called wheeling, but it don't do that no more. We have to get that skip manually or verbatim from the customer.
So shouldn't they send out like an email or something and say, hey, you know, your shipment's going to be delayed because we don't have this one. You know, would you confirm to skip over it and just get the next one down the line? Maybe they should do that.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, that's a great idea.
And then, you know, that way we could just reply to it or something or call you guys and say, hey, okay, you know, yeah, go ahead and skip over it, or no, don't go ahead and skip over it, I'll wait, and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, all right, that's a good suggestion. I wish we did do that. But no, they didn't send any emails.
If we skip the 1701, what would the next ship be?
The Romulan Warbird and the USS Excelsior. NCC 2000 will be the next ones.
Okay, and those are in stock right now?
I am unable to tell. We won't be able to tell unless we skip that NCC-1701. And then we'll be able to tell.
Okay, well, go ahead and get that one and see what the next one is, because I'd like to get the shipment at least shipped out. And you know.
Yeah, yeah, we'll try again Tuesday.
As long as I'll come back and eventually get it sent, then, you know.
I just updated that item, or updated the skip item list. So I'm sure you'll remember to give us a call and unskip it.
Okay.
Just let us know. So okay, you should be good for Tuesday. Unless there's any other inventory alerts.
Okay, so you're saying what one should be coming now?
Let me go back to that.
Yeah, because that one there should have two ships coming. And I've also got the Discovery Collection, which is supposed to, I think they're supposed to take the money out for that this next week, too, in the next couple of days. You should have the whole account pulled up now, right?
I just had it when I skipped it. Just a moment.
So I just wanted to know kind of what's supposed to be here and then when they're going to take out the money for them all, kind of. You know.
Yeah. I believe that next one would have been the Romulan Warbird and then the USS Excelsior NCC 2000. So those are your next two items to ship out.
Okay, now what about the Discovery Collection?
Okay, just a second. Let me go to that one.
That one I know you guys probably aren't sold out as much of because, you know, they're a newer collection, so they should usually come right on, you know, schedule.
Let me see what it says. Now this one is scheduled for Tuesday to ship out as well for $44.95.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which one's that?
And just a moment, let me tell you which one. The next one should be the Corolla, number 3, and number 4, the Klingon Bird of Prey. Or the next one after that is the Klingon Bird of Prey.
Okay. Number 3, and then the Bird of Prey is the number 4.
Then the Europa.
But that's not coming this week, right? That's
the next No. Week. Your next Corolla shipment is scheduled for 23rd, too, Tuesday. And then...
So which one?
Because,
yeah, the Corolla, Corolla is scheduled.
Yeah.
So I should technically... Because I said something about the... with the Starships collection, there's supposed to be the dedication plaque this week. Is that what you were holding up on, probably?
Let me review that information for the dedication plaque.
Yeah, because that's supposed to be like the free gift type thing. This you know, with the shipment.
This the first dedication plaque is the Shenzhou. It will come with shipment number 6.
And that's with the Discovery, though, right?
Yeah, and then shipment number 7, another plaque, the Discovery.
Well, we were talking about that Starships collection now.
Okay, okay, I'm sorry. Let me go back to that one.
That's my fault.
It's okay.
Because there was supposed to be, I know he said that, they said that the Enterprise plaque is supposed to be on this shipment with the Starships, the 1701. That's why when I just thought about it, when you said magazine earlier, I was wondering if that's what you might have been talking about, was the dedication plaque.
Just a second. I'm going to let it download your next one just to preview it.
Yeah, because they should. Because that's what they said. They said last time you should be getting two ships and the plaque with this shipment. I think this would be shipment number 5 or 6 with the Starships collection anyway.
Yep, number 5.
And that should be the dedication plaque, correct?
I'm still waiting for it to download.
These high-speed computers.
Yeah, our system.
I didn't even know they gave out the dedication plaques with the Disco collection, the Discovery collection.
I'm sorry, pardon me. What was that?
I didn't even know they gave out the plaques with the Discovery one. I didn't even,
oh. You
know, I didn't even realize that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. I like them. I just don't have anywhere to put them, but, you know. The ships, I've got, like, shelves and things I put them on, but, you know. With the plaques, yep. I haven't quite got a place for them yet.
And you were right. The next one will contain a USS Enterprise dedication plaque.
Is that for the 1701 or 1701 A, B, C, or E?
Hold on. Let me check and see in the details. No, it doesn't let us know which one.
If it just says the Enterprise, then most likely it's just the original Enterprise, the 1701.
Yeah, most likely.
Because usually they classify whether it's the A, B, C, D, or E, you know,
mm-hmm.
because so many fans are very, you know.
Yeah, one of your future items says the future Enterprise D diecast model will come as a free gift for an extra item.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the D, I know, the D is the most famous plaque because that's the one that's in Next Generation. So that's the one that everybody knows, but they obviously have a plaque for every ship, you know.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, so most likely it's for the original that's series.
What I was thinking, but as long as it'll come, I'll see it when it gets here then.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so it's, let's see. You said there'll be 2 ships on the plaque, and they're set to come out on Tuesday right now.
Yep.
And then the Discovery Collection, you said there was just the 1 ship, and that's set to come out on Tuesday also.
Yep.
Okay. All right, and I know the Picard universe is not up and running yet. It's probably not starting until April, I think, when they said.
Yeah, still delayed.
The question I had about, this is off the subject a little. You guys don't have a specific Star Trek Online ships collection, like a subscription, do you? You have to buy those all manually?
For which collection?
The Star Trek Online ships. I know you have the ships, but I don't think there's a specific subscription for them.
Star Trek Online ships?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I know they have a collection for them because I've seen like advertisements for it, but I think it's one that you have to manually order all of the ships. Because I looked on their website, I couldn't find any info about, you know, ordering a subscription for them, so...
Yeah, I'm not seeing that particular collection called Star Trek Online.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's called the Star Trek Online collection, but I doubt it would have a different name because it's basically all the ships from the game, you know, that are online. Then there are a bunch of fan-made ships, too, that have made it to them.
Oh, sounds interesting, too. It really does.
And it has the Enterprise F, which is a concept ship that was designed specifically for Star Trek Online, but they actually made a model of it. It's pretty cool looking Enterprise,
wow.
too. But it's not.
And it's called the Enterprise F?
Yeah. It's considered the one that takes over after the Enterprise E, which supposedly was destroyed. but it never made it to screen because it's not canon officially yet. So.
Hey, you dropping jewels on me. I didn't know about that.
What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a big Star Trek nerd. So.
That's cool. Hey, I need more information.
it's Enterprise. They did like a contest, I guess, and they gave they sent out Star Trek Online had some sort of deal to where, you know, you sent in your designs for the Enterprise F, and if you won, your ship actually got integrated into the game, and it becomes beta canon at that point. And the guy who won really made a good looking ship.
So this is the Star Trek Online for PlayStation, or is it the video game systems?
Well, they have, it's a console and PlayStation 4.
I have to look into that.
It's a huge game. So.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into it.
Open world MMO game. And it's its own, like, it's got its own storyline. It has a whole bunch of the ships from the original, all the canon, but then it also has a whole bunch of new ships, and it's its own universe. But it's set in the universe that we're in, you know, so it's what they call beta canon, beta canon. So that kind of like, it's not official canon, but some people kind of take it as canon. A lot of the TV series now, reference some of the Star Trek Online canon now. And so it's pretty cool. I don't think you guys have an official Star Trek Online's collection.
No, we don't.
Well, you have a collection, but it's not a subscription collection. You know, I think it's just like you have to order each ship individually.
But that would be awesome if we can get it updated and get this Star Trek Online.
Yeah, because a lot of people like the Star Trek Online ships. It's just like, you know, a lot of them are just fan creations. They take their basic model that they have on the game, and then they can change the colors, change the nacelles, change everything about the ship, and design your own ship. Yeah. And then some of those are good enough where the developers actually put them into beta canon, and then there you go. Your ship, Eagle Moss, makes the actual die-cast models of them, and that would be pretty cool.
Wow.
It'd be fun if I could, you know, design one like that, but I don't have the time for it. You know, I designed my little ship on the game, but it's nothing compared to what some people can do.
Wow. I'm going to have to look into that game.
Yeah, it's like 10 years old, but, you know, it's still pretty popular. They still update it all the time, so it's constantly got new stuff going into it, and it keeps up with the current shows that are on TV.
Yeah, it was free, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get that.
Yeah, I had the PC version a long time ago, and I stopped playing it for a while, and I re-downloaded the version for PS4, and just take the PS4 controller and just do the same thing you did on the computer. I think it's easier to play on the PS4 because it's, you know, the controls are just easier to use. You know, you have to use the keyboard and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking into it now. The screen size is awesome. Yeah. What was that? I'm sorry.
It's pretty cool. If you are into the Star Trek universe at all, it's a pretty cool game to get immersed in. The graphics are definitely, you can tell, not exactly, you know.
Yeah.
Just brand new 2020, but, you know, it's pretty cool for us Star Trek fans that are, you know, into that.
Hopefully we could get those in the future.
Yeah, but you do say there's no official subscription for it, though.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, because I know when I went to Eagle Moss's website, that's when I saw the Star Trek Online ships, and they do advertise them, but I couldn't find a subscription for them. So my guess is that you have to go in and actually officially just order each one
Yeah.
And, you know, which wouldn't be bad, I guess, but, you know, I didn't want to go through all that work. I like to just have a subscription and you guys just send the next one. And then you guys keep track of which ones I have and which ones I don't, all that. If I got to manually order them all, I got to, you know, look it up. All right, this is the next one. I got to order this one now. I got to order this one now.
Yeah, research.
Yeah.
It might be better to get the collection. It you're saves.
Yeah. It's one of those things I think maybe I'll look into that in the future probably, but for right now, I'm like, well, you know, I'll just keep the Star Trek Online ships. If I order any of them, I'll just order the Enterprise F probably.
Nice.
And because that's just the only one I would want, because I'll eventually have all the Enterprises in my collection. I'll just, you know, and I would need the Enterprise F. You know. So. Yeah, I guess in the Picard collection, they're supposed to add all the ships from Picard and all the ships from Lower Decks and Strange New Worlds when it comes out, and Prodigy, and I think Discovery Season 3 is supposed to be in there too, and Onward, or Season 3 or 4, something like that, whichever one's the next one coming up. Because I think they're going to, I don't know for sure, but from what I understand, you guys are kind of going to try and combine everything, all those collections, so that instead of me having like the Starships and the Discovery collection and the Picard collection, you would have you would just have the Starships collection, but it would be all three collections together. And it would just extend the major, you know.
Okay. Yeah, they might. They forever growing.
Oh, yeah. That's why I think they should just combine them all into one anyway. And then, yeah, you'd still have the people getting your monthly subscriptions, but your collection, instead of being 180 ships, would be 250 or 300. And then, you know, as they add new ships, just add the new ones down the line.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, too. Have a huge collection.
But I am anxious to see how you guys are going to pull off the refit Discovery ships. Because those are going to be interesting, because they have, the nacelles are detached. I don't know if you've seen the show, but have you seen Discovery Season 3 yet?
No. Let me check it out.
Just look at the Discovery A. And the warp nacelles are detached from the body. So I don't know how you guys, as building a diecast model, are going to pull off a detached cell, you know, ship. But
I'm not sure. I'm sure they're going to work it out. I'm sure they
see what I'm talking about, though? You see the picture of them? And, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll work it out with their designers.
My guess is the only thing they could do is they're going to have to put, like, clear plastic or something, I'm thinking, is the only way they're going to be able to do it, you know?
Yeah.
But then I just hope they don't make it, like cheap-looking by doing that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then that cheap plastic might just make it kind of be like, So, but I don't see any other way, unless you had, when you sent the stands, you actually ended up having to have some sort of stand that would, you know, hold up the nacelle on the ship itself. And I think that would be kind of cheesy looking too. So it's like, well, but if any company can do it, you know, I've seen a lot of Eagle Moss's work and, you know, if any company can make one, they can figure it out.
Yeah, I'm sure. Right.
And they said it's part of the, Picard collection, so that means they're already planning on doing it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a 5-year-old who has watched all the Star Trek with me, like since she was born.
Wow.
And that girl can sit here and tell you all those ships that I have. She can tell you who they are. And she won't be able to tell you the name of the ship, but she'll be able to tell you, like, you know, a little bit about it. And those are like the really weird ones that are just like in there for like one episode. But if it's any major part of the storyline, she'll tell you who, you know, a little bit about it. I can be watching a show on TV and she'll, you know, jump in there. She'll know exactly what's going on. She'll know who they are. She'll know. She's only five. But she's grown up with Star Trek. So.
Yeah, she'll be a Trekkie for sure.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool because she loves the ships. Every time they come in, we look them over and we, you know, geek out about them. So.
Yeah, that sounds awesome, too. I'm sure she's adorable.
It'll be awesome
to see a little child so into it.
She loves it. When I come in, I don't open them until she, you know, is around so we can open them together and we can look at them. Kind of check them out. Her favorite is Voyager, but, yeah. I think that's just because there's a woman captain. Yeah.
Interesting.
And her being a female, I think that's just kind of, I think she identifies with it more. So.
Yeah, I think so.
So, all right, well, that's all I really need to know. I'm looking as long as I'm looking at Tuesday to get that stuff out.
I'm
going to guess then we're looking at about $100 or so total between the two, give or take. Because I think the Starships is only like 33 a ship or something like that. And then the Disco is 45, so yeah.
The regular Starships.
I believe I could
tell you.
I want to say I could charge like 33.
Yeah, 36.82
per ship, right?
Per shipment, yep. Yep, and that's two items.
Okay. All right.
All right, and I'll probably see you on the game when I download it. I'll look for you, Joseph. Was there anything else I could help you with?
No, I don't think so, yeah.
Okay.
Unless you've got a date for me on when the card series or the Picard collection actually goes into the first shipment.
Let me look into that for you just a second.
Because I'm pre-ordered for that one. So, and I want to say it's only a couple weeks away before they're supposed to launch it officially. It should be the last arena. And then, and I know they won't be out of stock because, well, technically they aren't in stock. So.
Yeah, it is. No ETA to give at this time, but it is showing that number one was out of stock or it's not available at this time, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, at this exact moment, I know it's out of stock because you don't officially, haven't officially launched it.
Yeah.
But, and I didn't know if with, you know, all the COVID stuff, if maybe they would be, you know, a little delayed off of it, maybe. And that first shipment, I know they're going to be shipping out 100 million of them probably because, you know, because advertising this for a couple months now, I'm pretty sure people have a bunch of pre-order subscriptions for them. So,
yes, I'm sure.
And imagine them having it on a launch day like that and all the work that has to go into it to get it shipped out.
Yeah, most likely to get the stock available and getting it ready.
All right. We've got no ETA on that yet. That's that's understandable. Like I said, it's still a few weeks away before they officially launch it. So maybe I'll get an email here soon and kind of update me and say, okay, your shipment should ship out on such and such day.
Yeah, you'll actually get an email when it's on its way.
All right. I appreciate it.
And you're welcome. And thanks for calling Eagle Moss, too. I hope you have a good one today.
Yep.
All right, thanks.